this Saturday night, Elimination Chamber Montreal, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, back in the ring yet again, the Rated R Superstar Edge, along with Beth Phoenix versus the Judgment Day's Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. Going to be an awesome matchup and a very interesting situation here, so I wanted to talk about it in this video. So let's not waste any more time, and let's get into it. What is up, guys, and welcome back to the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. Before we get into things today, I want to remind you that every single Noah Nation Wrestling video is also available on audio platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and more, linked down below. And if you guys want to support me, you can do so in multiple ways. Like, comment, subscribe. You can join the channel and become a channel member. That is also linked down below. There's three separate tiers, all brand new, all with exclusive perks, as well as you can also pick up some Noah Nation merchandise on the website you guys see on your screen. It is also linked down below in the description. But nonetheless, Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. Elimination Chambers look like it's going to be a great show on Saturday night. We will be doing our prediction video on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. Really can't wait till Saturday back in Montreal. Love when they do shows in Canada. I don't know why. I just have a fascination for shows in Canada, but every time they're there, I feel like I'm a little bit more excited. I don't know. Plus, the card looks good. Two chamber matches, this matchup, Lesnar and Lashley, and Roman and Sami Zayn. I don't expect anything else to be added. Honestly, those five matches is plenty. You know, there's really nothing else that needs to be added to this show. I honestly thought that that main event on Raw last night between Bianca, Becky, and Bayley, instead of the stipulation that they had, I honestly thought they should have just grabbed that and threw it on Elimination Chamber for the Raw Women's title. We didn't get that. We got it on Raw. Bianca won anyway, so it kind of felt a little bit meaningless. But in the end, it is what it is. We have five matches this Saturday. We'll talk about those on Thursday, but let's talk about this mixed tag team match. And ultimately, why I wanted to discuss this match today is, A, I think it's going to be an awesome matchup. You know, this is the first of two big matches that we've really been building towards for a lot of this feud, you know, and obviously this is the first time we'll be getting Edge and Beth Phoenix back in the ring together since last year's Royal Rumble, and this is, you know, what the events of Extreme Rules last year is really leading up to. Royal Rumble and Edge's return was kind of just, you know, the start of that. So I'm really looking forward to this, not blow off here, but definitely the next step in this feud. And I do believe it is a blow off in one sense between Beth Phoenix and Rhea Ripley, just not a blow off for Edge and Finn Balor, just the overall Judgment Day feud. Rhea, and we're going to talk about this again on Thursday, so apologies in advance. We'll probably reiterate some of this, but Rhea and Finn got to win this matchup, mostly because Rhea is going to WrestleMania. She won the Royal Rumble match. She'll be facing Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's title. Don't want her taking the loss before WrestleMania. Plus, Edge and Finn Balor, most likely going to happen at WrestleMania, and I'm all for it. And everybody's already stated this a million times, but Brood Edge versus Demon Finn Balor inside a Hell in the Cell is like the ultimate dream scenario for WrestleMania. So dream that it sounds like your fantasy booking, honestly, but it's also very likely. But we're not going to even get that matchup if Edge and Beth Phoenix get their ultimate revenge here. So Rhea Ripley and Finn got to win this matchup, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, Rhea, again, I think this is her and Beth's kind of personal blow off between those two, but the overall storyline between Edge and Finn, I think, culminates at WrestleMania. And it's going to be huge because it is possibly Edge's last WrestleMania, possibly. You know, that obviously this all dates back to last summer when he speculated that he might retire this summer in Toronto. And again, that was just speculation. He could go on another year, quite possibly. Edge still looks great. He still wrestles great. I don't want to speak for him. I don't personally know the guy, but I would love for him to stretch until WrestleMania 40 or something like that. And I know he'd probably rather retire in Toronto, in his hometown, rather than WrestleMania. But, you know, if we can get another year out of Edge, if we can get another year out of Rey Mysterio, these guys who are still in incredible shape, still wrestling, you know, at a great level, I think would be awesome. Every time Edge has been on television the last few years, he has been the best part of the show. And somebody might argue, no, the Bloodline. And listen, of course, the Bloodline has been great. But me personally, maybe it's a little bit of favoritism because Edge is my second favorite wrestler of all time, right under Rey Mysterio. But everything Edge has done ever since returning, the feud with Randy Orton, the feud with Roman Reigns, and then Daniel Bryan getting involved, the feud with Seth Rollins, the feud with AJ Styles, which led to the Judgment Day stuff, which is, you know, ultimately what we have led to now. Everything has been great. Everything Edge does, every promo, every match, it is all must-see television. Even if it's just a run-in like we've gotten, like we got on Monday night, and then the little backstage interview, there's just a realness there, and that just speaks volumes to Edge being one of the greatest of all time. And I don't want him to go away, but eventually that day is going to come, whether that's this summer or next summer. So we could possibly be heading towards Edge's final WrestleMania. And if that is the case, it is also going to be the blow-off to the Judgment Day feud, and they got to do that in a big way. The Brood Edge one more time, you know, getting that special entrance that we got at SummerSlam 2021, as well as, when did he do it? Day one last year, I believe, is when he did it again, because I know he did it twice. give us that. Actually, he did it at SummerSlam last year as well when he made his return after being out since the Judgment Day took him out. So we've seen it a couple times, but give us that rendition of Edge or whatever rendition. Give us, you know, a mix of the Brood and also just the violent psychoticness of the Rated R Superstar like we saw in the Hell in a Cell match with The Undertaker in 2008. Whatever you want to frame it as versus the Demon Finn Balor, who we haven't seen since that horrendous Roman Reigns matchup at Extreme Rules. I believe that was 2021. Correct me if I'm wrong, where Finn basically, I hate saying it, but like looked like he had a seizure on the floor and then popped up, and it was just so cringeworthy. And I wasn't watching WWE full-time at that time anyway, but I saw the highlights, I saw people on Twitter, and I was like, this is why I'm not watching. But I believe we haven't gotten the Demon since then, so I would love to see Finn Balor bring back the Demon at WrestleMania, especially because, you know, being in the Judgment Day, we can get a whole new theme, you know, purple instead of red, I think would be sick, you know, something different. That's a new action figure right there. Listen, all I'm saying is Edge and Finn Balor, WrestleMania, it's got to happen, and it's got to happen in a big way. They got to blow this feud off, and they already did an I Quit match, so they're not going to downgrade to just a singles match. They got to up the ante, especially because it's WrestleMania, and Hell in the Cell just feels right. So that is where I think we're heading for WrestleMania. And as for Elimination Chamber, I think this is going to be an awesome matchup. I think they're going to tear it up. And I ultimately see Rhea Ripley probably pinning Beth Phoenix here. I don't see Finn or Edge pinning each other because that kind of, I don't want to say defeats the purpose of WrestleMania, but you just need this match to bring you into WrestleMania, really. So I expect Rhea to pin Beth, Judgment Day to win, and then Beth can, you know, I mean, I'm sure Beth is great. She looks great. She obviously can still go, but she's not an active, you know, member of the roster, if I can get it out. And then Beth can, you know, probably disappear after Elimination Chamber. Edge can finish up his feud with Finn Balor at WrestleMania, and Rhea can go on to fight Charlotte Flair and hopefully dethrone Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. But I wanted to make a video, like I said, specifically talking about this video, or specifically talking about this match again, if I can get it out, just because I'm one, A, I'm right, very much looking forward to it, and two, it has, or B, I cannot talk today. B, it has WrestleMania implications to it. But let me know what you guys think about this mixed tag team matchup. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley this Saturday night in Montreal. Let me know down below in the comments. And like I said, guys, you can expect my Elimination Chamber predictions on Thursday afternoon. And then either Saturday night or Sunday night, most likely Sunday night, I'll be on here giving you guys my in-depth thoughts and review for the Elimination Chamber. Our final pay-per-view before we head into what will end up being one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. The build has been great so far. These last few weeks from the Royal Rumble to Elimination Chamber, I've been very much enjoying Raw and SmackDown. Especially, you know, I especially say that because of Raw, because they just really had a rough few months. December was super slow and boring, and then it started to pick up a little bit in January. Now we're really, I think, kicking it into high gear on the road to WrestleMania. So Elimination Chamber build's been great. We're going to talk about it more on Thursday. Guys, leave your thoughts down below. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Join the channel if you would like. And again, the No Nation merch store is also linked down below. Thank you guys for checking out this video. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.